I am Leonard Vidbian. It's Monday, December 2nd, and here's your news at 8 a.m. Opposition parties back the IPC's plan to challenge this year's presidential and National Assembly elections. The IPC has notified the Electoral Commission of its intent to file an urgent court application at the Electoral Court. PDM's Secretary General Maniel Garingombe confirmed the development. Here's IPC's Imsna Shinge.
If you look at the Wednesday, when the process started, you start with the out of the blue with the shortage of ballots. And up to now, there is no explanation from ECN what really happened. What was it, an issue of logistics really happened? Were the ballots eaten up by termites?
In the interim, the Affirmative Repositioning Movement plans a press event for today at 11. Here's George Kambala of AR.
Or our position on the election, how the elections have been and how they'll be conducted. We implore everybody to tune in because this is the first time we're doing a press briefing on post-elections.
The Education, Arts and Culture Ministry assures that national exam marking is progressing well, with ordinary level marking set to finish by mid-December, with results expected by late January next year. Here's Executive Director Sanet Steenkamp.
This means in essence that thereafter we will still have to follow specific standardization processes, or what we call grading, in collaboration with our Cambridge colleague. This grading will be done by the senior management of the Directorate of National Examinations and Assessment. For processes of quality assurance, the consultants from Cambridge will be present.
South Africa's Reserve Bank's latest financial stability review reveals growing financial stress amongst household and small to medium enterprises. High interest rates, aging global conflicts, infrastructure failures, and South Africa's grey list status contribute to the strain. Reserve Bank's head of financial stability department, Nicola Brink, says non-performing loans surged from 257 billion in March last year to 304 billion in July this year.
The worst performing portfolios are credit to small and medium enterprises, as well as unsecured credit to households, with NPL ratios of 8.7 and 15.6%. Mitigating factors are the fact that banks manage their credit risk well, with sufficient provisions made against non-performing loans.
In continental news, Reuters reports indicate that Senegal commemorated the 80th anniversary of the 1944 massacre in which African soldiers who fought for France during World War II were killed by French troops. The soldiers had demanded fair treatment and payment upon their return. The massacre occurred in Tiaroy, a village near Senegal's capital, Dakar. Senegal has long called for France to take responsibility, issue an official apology, and investigate the incident. To the Middle East now, where a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah mostly appears to be holding. This despite Israel opening fire on mourners at a funeral in the Lebanese town of Qiyam, according to local media. Both sides are trading accusations over violations of the terms of the deal. Meanwhile, at least 33 Palestinians have reportedly been killed and 137 injured in Israeli attacks in the past day in the Gaza Strip. Reporting for us is Nina Maria Potts.
Hezbollah has agreed to keep its fighters out of an area between the Lebanese border with Israel and the Litani River running parallel to it. Meanwhile, there's deepening anxiety over the plight of hundreds and thousands of displaced Palestinians as winter conditions worsen. And there's anxiety over the looming transition of power in Washington, with questions over what a Trump presidency will bring. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.